Chapter 2. Prepare the Stage 1. Project. James Freeman loved fresh coffee. In 2002, he left his job as a musician to start a coffee company. At that time, it was impossible to find coffee with the date that the coffee beans were roasted on the bag. So, James decided to do the job himself. He roasted the coffee beans at home and then drove to markets in Berkeley and Oakland, California, where he made and sold coffee from a cart. He was polite and helpful to his customers, and the coffee tasted great. James called his coffee cart Blue Bottle Coffee. Soon he had lots of customers. In 2005, he started roasting in a friend's garage in San Francisco. His business grew, and he opened more cafes. His customers thought that his coffee was the best in the country. The baristas, the people who make the coffee in the cafes, were friendly, and they knew a lot about the coffee that they were making. The business seemed perfect, but James did not think that his business was perfect yet. He wanted to open more cafes, and he wanted to deliver coffee from Blue Bottle Coffee to people's homes. This included people who did not live near a Blue Bottle Cafe. So, in October 2012, James asked some investors for help, and they invested $20 million in his business. James had lots of plans for the money. The most obvious idea was to build a website for selling beans. But James did not know very much about websites, and he did not know how to sell to customers online. How would he be able to show the magic of his coffee on his customers' phones and laptops? Several weeks later, we met with James. We sat in the cafe, drank coffee, and discussed his problem. The online store was very important to the company. It needed time and money to succeed, and it was difficult to know how to start. We said that a sprint would be perfect for this project. James agreed. We talked about who should be in the sprint. We had to have the programmer who was going to build the website. James also wanted some other key managers to be there. The online store was a software project. At GV, we work on software projects a lot, but it was all new for the Blue Bottle team. James was worried about time, too. The people at Blue Bottle are all very busy. Would a sprint be a good way to use their time? On Monday morning of sprint week, the Blue Bottle team met in a room in our office in San Francisco. We drew a picture on the whiteboard to show how customers were going to use the website. We started to think about a new customer who wanted to buy coffee beans. James wanted to make the website a great experience for someone who had never heard of his cafes or tasted his coffee. If new customers liked the website, then the other customers would like it too. The first question we had to answer was, how do we organize the coffee on the website? There were three things to consider. First, the customer needs to choose between more than 10 different kinds of bean. Next, the beans are in bags that look almost the same. Finally, unlike the cafes, there is no barista to help you to choose. Our first idea was to show the coffee according to the area where it was grown. For example, Africa, Latin America, and then by country. For example, Ethiopia, Honduras. Then the team thought about what happens in the cafes. Different coffee beans work best for different ways of making coffee. So the baristas in the cafes are trained to ask a new customer, how do you make coffee at home? Perhaps we needed to ask this question on the website, too. After we had discussed the project, we had a list of 15 ideas for the website. We agreed to try 3 of these ideas with the customers. The first idea was to have a website that looked like the inside of one of the Blue Bottle cafes. The second idea was to put lots of information on the website to explain the different kinds of coffee. And the third was to ask the "How do you make coffee at home?" question on the website. We showed these 3 ideas to the customers. They did not like the first idea because the coffee shop on the website did not look real. However, they did like our 2nd and 3rd ideas. If, like Blue Bottle, you are starting a long project that will take months or years, a sprint is a great way to begin. But you can also use sprints for shorter projects. Here are 3 other situations where sprints can help you. 1. Problems that need a lot of time and money to solve. 2. Problems that you need to solve fast. 3. Important projects that you have not been able to finish in the past. When we talk to startups, we tell them to use a sprint for their most important project. You need a lot of energy for a sprint, so do not use sprints for small projects. The people in the sprint team will not work hard if they think the project is unimportant. We think that no problem is too big for a sprint. Perhaps this sounds crazy, but there are 2 reasons why this is true. First, there are some questions that have to be answered fast. The sprint makes people answer them fast. Second, the sprint makes you think about your customers. What will they think about your product? Will they understand it? We need to consider these questions before we think about how to make the product. When our ideas do not work, it is usually because we are too confident that the customer will understand them.